The Women Against the Coup Conference has expressed its belief that the violations Egyptian women and girls are facing these days are unprecedented in the country's history.
Killing, arbitrary detainment, racial discrimination, beatings, torture, and verbal and physical abuses, this is some of what women and girls see in their peaceful protests.
Commenting on the sentencing to 21 Alexandria female protesters, the oldest of which 22, to 11-year jail terms for holding anti-army protests, the conference accused Egypt's judiciary of practicing the so-called revengeful policy. The participants said the judiciary acts upon orders from the military and is trying to terrorize the female protesters who have their large share in resisting against the army-backed government.
What happened in the trial of the girls in Alexandria should be stopped. There must be a strong stance against this flagrant violation against women and girls.
The organizers of the event also seem to lose faith in all organizations, even those involved in human rights issues, labeling them puppets in the hands of the regime.
We call on the world, all human rights movements. There's a clear violation of women's rights in Egypt that runs against all international treaties and conventions.
The women also emphasized on their sacrifices in the face of mass massacres taking place in Egypt since July.
We cannot certify all cases, but we have documents of at least 40 female martyrs and more than 500 detainees.
Thousands of people have been killed, wounded, or arrested in Egypt since Morsi's overthrow. Egypt's free women, as they describe themselves, say they will continue their street and indoor activities until their rights are restored and respected for good. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.